We've got another wonderful artist in the studio with us here. I'm joined with joined by Abigail Washburn here, and Kai Welch is also here to lend some musical support. We'll be hearing from Kai in a few minutes as well. Oh, good. And my cell phone is going off. Perfect. I don't know if you could hear the buzz on the air there, but
I thought Kai was doing some electronics over there.
Abigail Washburn is here. Her third CD, City of Refuge, came out on Rounder Records earlier this year, and thank you so much for joining us here, Abigail. How are you so far?
I'm so good, Jim. Thank you for having me. We were driving in from Ventura yesterday morning, and we turned on the radio, and we were just running through the stations, and all of a sudden we heard this one station that just kept having awesome song after awesome song, and we were like, wow, cool, what is this station? And then all of a sudden we noticed it was KCSN, and we were like, aren't we going to be on that station?
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting, right. So thanks a lot for having us.
What time were you driving in?
We were driving in the morning, early. Was it early? Jeez, I'm losing track of time. It was about 11 or 12.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that early. We had gone surfing yesterday morning due to our good friends at Patagonia. They took us out surfing. It was awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Sat on the waves. Dolphins.
Yeah, they're up in Ventura,
dolphins.
Right? Patagonia? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, thank you. We're glad that you had a chance to hear us before the fact and that you didn't go, ooh, we have to be on that. You know,
oh, my God.
Luckily, wasn't the case.
It was like a life raft in the seas of bad radio.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Well, you guys can come on with us any old time you want if you're going to say stuff like that. And I'll say nice things about you in return. How's that sound? You played San Diego last night?
Deal.
Where do I sign?
You played San Diego last night, and
we did play
Santa Monica tonight.
That's right, McCabe.
So you're working on about 4 hours of sleep and driving up from San Diego. So thank you for thank you for all that. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about this instrument that you have in your hand. You've got a banjo. Exactly. Banjo is not typically like an entry level instrument. People typically would go for an acoustic guitar, piano, or maybe if they're in grade school, they play the clarinet or something. But you somehow found your way to the banjo. And I think it's an interesting story how you did. And I was wondering if you could tell us that.
Well, I like how you talked about that. It doesn't seem to be an entry level instrument. I think what it is, it's an instrument that still in America lives sort of on the margins of what's thought of as pop culture or even normal. For me, it seemed like a really accessible and important instrument because I'd been living in China for a number of years and I'd gotten really obsessed with Chinese culture. But I didn't know that much about my own culture. I just sort of woke up one day and was like, gosh, dang, I'm totally into this other culture, but I feel like I don't know that much about my own. I lived in the suburbs of American cities my whole life and worked in strip malls and going to college, you know, and well, right around that time, I heard somebody put on an LP of Doc Watson singing and playing Shady Grove, and it was like a light bulb went off, you know. And I went out and I bought a banjo, and I learned Shady Grove, and I wanted to sing and play like Doc. And then I started hearing Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, and then a whole slew of other music started opening up to me. And before you know it, I was learning about American history because of the banjo. And I think it is a beautiful instrument. Now, I don't think it's harder necessarily than any other instrument. It's just got its own map. It's its own world. You got to just enter the universe completely and surrender, you know?
It's got five strings, but one of them is half as long as the other four, which is interesting.
That's called the drone string. And that's the string that really makes it totally clear that it's actually an African instrument. There's an instrument in Gambia called the nkanting that this American banjo is almost certainly derivative of, or the grandbaby of, you know. And the nkanting is actually three strings, but one of the strings is a short drone string, and it's actually played incredibly similar to the way I play it, which is a hit with the index, a hit with the middle finger, a pull off that's syncopated on the frets, and then a pull up of the drone string, so something like this. You'll hear something pretty darn similar to that in Gambia today.
Interesting. And that's known as the clawhammer style, right?
That is. That's known as clawhammer.
Talk about that more in just a moment. Would you play something from us, for us, from it?
Definitely, Jim.
It's okay.
Get this man a cappuccino.
I'm on the radio. I can take chances with words like that. You have to take it more careful. Here's
all right,
Abigail Washburn on KCSN.
I got a father, diamond lace and stark white collar. She looks good. He makes the dollars. I'm just free to do what I wanna. I gotta run, 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 run. I gotta run. Mama's at ease in socialite graces. Papa remembers the names with the faces. I can speak on the topic of religion. Just can't seem to make a clear decision. I gotta run, 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 run. Run to the city of refuge. I gotta run, I gotta run. To run with the gods, you've got to run harder. Run, run, run. Run to the city of refuge, where everyone is made new. Oh, the city.
KCSN, the title track of Abigail Washburn's latest CD, City of Refuge. And mighty fine, by the way, hitting those notes at this time of the morning right there.
Thanks, Jim. I think you heard me warming up on them in the other room. Sounded like a cat dying behind a dumpster.
Well, the good news is that when we got on the air, it all sounded great. That was nice.
So it did sound like a cat dying.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I was over here playing
all
DJ.
All kinds of unspoken
meanings. Now, you essentially, with your love of China and Chinese culture, and then as you learned about our culture and this instrument, you effectively created your own subgenre of music, which I don't know what you'd actually call it, but it's a blending of Chinese music and American roots music, traditional American roots music. And while that sound isn't quite as prominent on this album as it has been in the past for you, I'm curious about how you found it possible, really, to blend those two sounds, because they don't, at first glance, seem like they would go together.
Right. I think music reflects itself in the evolution of humanity, I guess you could say. I mean, that was a big statement, but I guess all I mean is I studied Chinese. I love the banjo. I started writing songs, and the first song that came to me was a song called Rock by Dixie, and the second one that came to me was called Yo Nyu Yin. That's all there is to it. So I don't know. It's not like it took much effort. It's just a manifestation of sound of what's inside of me. You know?
It wasn't any big thing for you to go, I think I'll do this. It's just what happened.
Yeah,
huh?
It was just so natural, so organic. You know?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, with Kai Welch sitting over here next to you, the two of you co-wrote a lot of the music on your new album, City of Refuge. And this album has a decidedly not so Chinese and American traditional music sound to it. How did Kai's involvement in this CD sort of help impact the sound of how it came out?
Kai had a huge impact on the sound of this record. I mean, it really is a collaborative record with Kai and then a lot of our friends and the producer Tucker Martin. And going into this next record, I knew that I wanted to... The only intention I had was to just reach out beyond my comfort zone and into new areas. I just like that, what that does for your mind and for your heart and, you know, possibility. So I was at a rock club one night, and I was watching my friends, my friend Joseph Arthur. And there was a band opening for him called Tommy and the Whale. And this guy was up there, and he was playing accordion, and then he'd jump onto the keys, and he'd be playing bass with the keyboard, and then he'd be playing trumpet and leading horn lines with a whole horn section, and then he'd be singing. And I was just blown away. I thought that was
We've never seen that guy since. We don't know what happened to him.
Well,
I've seen him sitting right next to me. And, yeah, I just thought it was amazing. So I went up to him at the bar, and I said, hey, you ever think you'd want to play some music with me? And it was pretty awkward, and he doesn't even remember it. And luckily we ran into each other a few days later and we ended up getting together maybe 6 months later and sitting down and playing some music and playing a little show at a jeans shop in Nashville, Tennessee. And it just worked. And you know, his friends came, my friends came, we had some in common that we didn't know about, and they all loved it. And it was a powerful moment. And then we just kind of couldn't stop talking on the phone, and then we started getting together to write songs, and before you know it, we were sitting down and planning out a record with Tucker Martin.
And Kai, what do you suppose you brought to this recording and the sound of the music on this?
Well, I have a real different sensibility than the place that Abby was coming from, which is actually not one place but many different places, all quite different from where I would be coming from. She had been in the Sparrow Quartet with Bela Fleck, Casey Dreesen, Ben Solee, which was like classical chamber crazy grass amazing music with her singing in Chinese, and then before that she was really very much a roots artist, you know, coming from an old time tradition, and not that I didn't like that type of deal, but it wasn't my thing. I was trained as a classical piano player, but I just like songwriting. I like pop songwriting. I like indie rock sounds. I like, you know, unique instrumentation and things that, you know, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so I was real swept up in the early aughts, that meaning 2000s, with bands that were happening
that's a
around
super
there.
Indie word, man.
That's so indie, whatever. I was real swept up at the time with things that were going on in that area, and I just thought, this is what's happening now. This is my people. This is my music. So, you know, when I met Abby, I sort of brought that sensibility to it. I would take a song that she had a kernel of an idea for and try to arrange it the way that a good, great pop song is arranged, you know, a hook here and an idea there, and never lose your attention and cut straight to the point. And I don't know, it was just a really natural, really fun songwriting process, which is rare. Most of the time it's really hard to write with somebody.
And you co-wrote many of the songs on this album, and I'm going to ask you to play one now. Chains is what you're going to play, correct?
Yeah.
Is that one that you guys co-wrote together for this album?
No, this is the only one that Kai brought to the table that he totally wrote with somebody else.
So it's a perfect lead-in then.
It is. It is.
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote with the guy from Tommy and the Whale, my old bandmate Tommy Hansen. We both had hit Nashville. We didn't know what we were doing. We were young. We were green. We had, I don't want to say we had stars in our eyes, but we had big ideas. And we got to Nashville and found that we had nothing better to do than park cars at a valet parking lot.
Well, that's the American dream.
Yeah. So there we were, parking cars at the valet lot, and we wrote this song together.
All right. It's called Chains. Abigail Washburn and Kai Welch on 88.5 KCSN. That's a perfect example of what we were just talking about, because at its foundation, that's a pop song right there, Chains.
Correct.
Throw in the banjo and the other arrangement.
Hauler.
Yeah, and you suddenly have something that's slightly different from a pop song, but at its essence, still a pop song.
Totally.
Abigail Washburn on 88.5 KCSN, Kai Welsh helping out on acoustic guitar, one of, I gather, a lot of instruments that you play.
Yeah, this is about my fourth favorite instrument to play, to be honest.
All right. We are 88.5 KCSN. Now, Abigail, in your recorded arrangements, the banjo is not always what's out front. In fact, there are plenty of songs on this new CD, City of Refuge, where the banjo is either so buried you can hardly hear it or might not even be there at all.
Or it's supplementary, like on that song.
Now, how do you know? I mean, you're the banjo player, so I would think that the inclination is say, hey, you know, get my instrument up there, Mr. Mixer Man. How do you know when a song, and that was his name, I would
Mr.
think,
Mixer
right?
Man.
Mr. Mixer Man.
Exactly.
How do you know when a song needs more or less banjo? What tells you that?
Oh, gosh. I think the songwriting itself will be the surest indicator of what's necessary. I mean, while writing the song, as long as you stick true to the heart of the song, it'll tell you, honestly. Yeah, and I do love to write songs on banjo, but I felt really open, especially in collaborating with Kai, to the idea that I could put down my banjo and just sing a song. I was excited about that possibility as well. And I did that a bit in the Sparrow Quartet as well, because we had two banjos, you mm-hmm. know. We had Bela Fleck there, so I figured I could rely on him every once in a while to pull off some, you know, at least basic groove.
He's okay on banjo, right?
Yeah, he does okay. No, but for me it's been really fun to see what would happen if I actually took the banjo out of my hands. The same limitations that brings a lot of beauty to a different kind of songwriting can also be the limitations that keep me from exploring new places in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to try all different kinds of things in songwriting. Each song seems to teach me so much, and so I like to make sure that each song is something that I want to spend the next, the rest of my life playing. Yeah,
because
it's a marriage.
Because you may get to.
Yeah, every song is a marriage. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't write easily or quickly for that reason.
Now you're playing at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica this evening.
Yep.
Is it just the two of you, or is there a full band lineup? What are we going to see?
No, it's just the two of us. We've been hitting all this music like it was created for the last few months. We decided to just hit the road as a duo and let the songs do the work. It's been really fun.
And how many instruments are you playing tonight, Kai?
Oh, a couple few.
A couple few.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Could you be more vague?
But we do have we've been playing with a full band called The Village. Off and on for the past year. And luckily we just got awarded, the U.S. State Department applied for a Fulbright grant for us, and we are going to tour as a full band along the Silk Road in China from Hohhot, Mongolia. We start there on November 12th, and we go to, hopefully to Kashgar, Xinjiang, although they said that's kind of a sensitive area right now, so we don't know what's going to happen. But we're going to travel down to Guangzhou and end up at the International Arts Festival down there. So we have a whole bunch of whole band touring coming up, and that's a really fun way to play these songs as well.
And when you go tour in China, you have the added benefit of you being able to talk to the Chinese people who are listening in their language,
that's,
so they actually know what the heck you're talking
that's
about.
That's right. That's part of the fun of it all, is to stand up there and be the weird-looking white girl with the big hair that starts speaking at them.
Somewhere in there she said KCSN, and I don't think that's a Chinese word. do you translate the lyrics ever into Chinese and sing them in Chinese, or do you sing them in English like the recorded version?
Well, in general I don't translate. I just write in Chinese, or we do traditional Chinese songs. So that's kind of where I come from. Although I have translated a few old Appalachian songs into Chinese because I thought it would be fun. Like, little birdie, xiao xiao niao er, xiao xiao niao er. That's kind of fun.
But a song like Chains or City of Refuge that we heard a little while ago, you'll sing that in English too?
No, because I think language itself, and this is one of those things I've learned from studying Chinese, that the language carries a spirit in and of itself, and translation can take that away.
Right.
It's a really, really tricky task to take something that was artfully created in one language and have it make sense in another to the same depth, you know?
Yeah.
Translation's hard. So let it speak in its own tongue, that's what I figure.
And besides, in China, they're crazy about Air Supply and Celine Dion, so they're used to listening to English songs.
And John Denver, every time we stand up there and we look like a country band, they say, Country Road! John Danfu!
Do you ever play it for them?
No, I do not give in.
Good.
Although
strong.
It would be fun.
Stay strong.
Good deal,
strong.
Exactly. All right, so McCabe's tonight in Santa Monica. Do you know what time you go on? Any
Oh gosh, idea? I'm so embarrassed. I don't know.
I believe we go on at 9 o'clock. There's an opening act at 8.
Ola Tangy okay. John, who sounds great. I was checking out his stuff online. He sounds wonderful. Also a banjo player.
Great. And you know, anybody who knows McCabe's Guitar Shop, it's like there's 50 seats in there maybe, and there's not a bad seat in the house.
Nah.
And you're surrounded by all these amazing instruments on the wall and right outside in the rest of the shop. It's really a magnificent place to go see a performance.
It is. The whole room resonates. It feels kind of like a house concert. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah,
it's exactly what
spot.
It feels like with a nice, it's total nice, beautiful mm-hmm. ambience. And
now, if people want more of a mystic desert environment for watching us, they could come out to the Joshua Tree Roots Festival as well, which we're playing on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's tomorrow, actually, then, right? Tomorrow, Sunday?
Whoa, yeah. Yes. Totally accurate. Thank you, Jim.
88.5 KCSN, where we fill you in on which day of the week it is. we've been visiting with Abigail Washburn this morning. And if you'd like to know anything more about Abigail, it's pretty simple, abigailwashburn.com to learn more about her and shows she's got coming up and whatnot. Thank you so much for being down here and taking time out of your hectic schedule and speaking some Chinese for us. And Kai, thank you as well for playing your fourth favorite instrument on the air for us today.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
If you want to see him play keys, trumpet, and lute pedal, come on by tonight.
McCabe's. You're going to have all that stuff tonight, huh?
For sure.
Right on. Excellent. Well, we're going to leave you now with a song from Abigail's CD, City of Refuge, as I move over here where I can actually get to it. This is a song called Burn Through from the CD, Abigail Washburn on 88.5 KCSN.
Hey. 98.5 KTSN